Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Seok Bo-ri from Hanyang University, South Korea. I'm very happy to present our work, Sharing Private In-Vehicle Dashcam Video in NSDI. This is ongoing work of our group, and our group members, Min-ho Kim, Jae-min Lim, Hyun-woo Yoo, Gi-yeon Kim, Professor Young-un Kim, and myself. Okay, a dashcam is onboard camera that continues to record the view around the vehicle. And dash cams has been very popular in many parts of Asia. For example, in South Korea, the adoption rate is already exceeded 60%. And main reason people install the dash cam in their vehicle is for their own safety. However, a dash cam has, as a side benefit, has tremendous potential to act as a silent witness to others' accident. So police want to collect their videos because they provide a complete picture what happened in the accident. But today the collection, the way of collection is the kind of old-fashioned. So, for example, police make a public announcement and people just voluntarily hand in their videos. So this kind of current process seriously limit the participation of the general public due to the following reason. First, people is reluctant to share their videos in fear of the revealing their location history. So people want strong anonymity. Second, the people do not really, I mean, they're not interested in the things that really they concern to them. So they need some incentive. And third, people do not like to be annoyed by the manual procedure. So we need some automation for hassle-free participation. So in order to address this limitation, the main goal of this project is to build the automated system that enables sharing of dashcam videos under owner's anonymity. So for example, police investigating the past accident that happened at location X and Y, and police request to this system for video that happened location and X and Y, and this system returns the corresponding videos. So this is automated system. So this is main goal of this project, but there's a challenges. Because of anonymity and rewarding, the system has to verify the location and time of the video. And this verification should not rely on existing infrastructure such as 3G or 4G, where the user identity can be exposed. So there's this kind of conflicting goals, and especially between the user perspective and system perspective. So in order to address these challenges, we take the following approaches. First, each video, usually the dashcam video is 1 minute the files. Each 1 minute video file is represented by profiles. So we took the profile approach. So this profile is very compact form of each video, and anonymized video profile called anonymized BP is treated as entity for search and verification and reward instead of their owners. And this also leads to minimal overhead because original videos are not transmitted unless they are verified, taken near the accident place. Second, we leverage the DSRC-based inter-vehicle communication. Especially, we exploit line-of-sight property of DSRC to link between VPs that share the same site while driving. So we use this line-of-sight-based VP links to build of visibility around the accident and identify VPs whose original video are worth reviewing. So only those videos are anonymously requested to users and uploaded to the server. So we call our system view map, and this picture shows the overall framework of the view map. And upper part is the system and the lower part is the user. And user upload only VP, not the original video, only VP to the system whenever connected to the internet. using the anonymous channels. And each vehicle, they exchange VPs while they drive it using DSRC communication. And this DSRC communication has line of sight property, so the connected VP highly likely share the same view. An uploaded VP is stored at the VP database, I mean view profile database, and accumulating the VP information in the database. And when the investigation is required, and this system verify the validity of VP using some mechanism that I will describe later. And once the VP is verified, then the original video is requested using the anonymous channel. Okay, from now on, I'm going to talk about a little more detail. So basically, each 1 minute video is presented by a view profile, VP, and each VP contains three parts, three elements. 1 minute time and 1 minute location trajectory. And second, their fingerprint information. I mean, you can consider this as a hash of the video. And third is a fingerprint of neighbor vehicles video. So basically, they exchange this information using DSRC, so that means they share the same site, highly likely share the same site. And this VP is generated in real time and stored in the car, and whenever the car is connected to the internet, it uploads this VP to information to the servers, I mean the system. So this is anonymized VP stored in the system. However, this even anonymized VP are subject to tracking. If you look at this example, it's very easy for system to track this certain user. For example, user A, I mean the vehicle A. Because every VP has trajectory information, and VP from the same user can be consecutively placed. So it's very easy for system to track the certain users. So in order to protect against tracking, vehicle occasionally generate guard VP. And guard VP is generated in a way that guard VP's starting point start from the neighbor VP's start point and end at this own VP's end point. So from A's perspective, I mean from system's perspective, system cannot determine where A eventually heading to. So in this way, we keep VP database and the privacy protected database. So essentially, the system maintains a VP database, which has anonymity VPs and also protected from location tracking. And when the investigation is required, system start to verify VPs by constructing view maps. So in this example, police want to investigate certain accident that happened around this blue dot circles. And system retrieve the VPs that happened at this point, and also system retrieve the trusted VP. Trusted VP is actually uploaded by the authorities, such as police cars. And system also draw other VPs that are located between this trust VP and the VP that in investigation site. And using this graph, system verifies the validity of VPs. And we call this graph as view map. And this view map is actually 1 minute snapshot of during the accident period. So if accident lasts for 5 minutes, then we have the five different snapshot VPs, view maps. And in this graph, each node is VP, and the edge between VP is the connection, the real-time connection using the DSRC. So the edge means the two nodes likely share the same site. The one interesting part of this VMAP structure is that if all the members are legitimate VPs and it looks single layers, it appears single layers. However, if there's an attacker and attacker injects some fake VPs, then it appears multi-layers. Because when we create this view map, every node is linked, every node edge is checked the location anonymity, and also this edge is double checked. So in order to inject the VP at the investigation site, attacker should have some chain, should have some chain to this location, to this investigation site. So if there's a fake VP, it looks like multi-layer structure. So in order, we want to, our goal is filter out these fake VPs. So we adopt trust rank algorithm, which is variant to page rank algorithm. And it's the trust rank algorithm. The trust seed has initial probability of 1 and trust scores. And this trust score is propagated over the all the nodes through this link structure. So when we run this trust rank algorithm over this BMAP structure, the legitimate VPs have highly likely have higher score than the fake node. So in this way, we can filter out the fake VPs. So once the system determines the legitimate VPs, system need to request the original videos. So the system posts the original ID of the original ID of the verified VP, and the users, when access to the system, check the match their ID, and if there's a match, the user upload the original videos anonymously. So we evaluate the verification performance and also the user location privacy performance. Left graph is about the user privacy, and right graph is about the verification accuracy. In the left graph, the x-axis is the driving time, and y-axis is the tracking success ratio. And as you see that, as driving time increase, the system tracking success ratio is decreased, and its tracking success ratio is less than 0.1. And if you look at the right graph, the verification accuracy is almost always 95% above. We also performed a real-world experiment. We make the Raspberry Pi as the VMAP-enabled dash cam. And the major goal of this, the purpose of this field measurement is aimed to answer the following two questions. Does our VP links really reflect the line of sight property in reality? Second question is, what are the real implications of such line of sight property on linked VP and their videos? So we first measure the VP linkage ratio between two vehicles. And in this graph, x-axis is the distance between two vehicles, and y-axis is the VP linkage ratio. We conduct experiment in the various environment, and you see that in an open environment, this linkage ratio is 100%, but in other case, they dynamically changed. And we observed that line of sight condition is the dominating factor to this VP linkage result. And in order to verify, in order to more control the condition, we conduct the experiment in a more various conditions. And here we situate two vehicles in a line of sight environment and non line of sight environment. And you see that in the non-line of sight environment, the VP linkages drop dramatically. But on the other hand, in line of sight environment, the linkage rate is very high. And we also measured the last column on video. The last column on video indicate the case that either vehicle captured in other side video, other side video. And you see that there's a clear dependency between the VP linkage and video content. And we quantify these two events using correlation. And correlation result is higher than 0.7. And this result indicates that VP linkage indeed associated with the shared view, because two independent events, but when you measure this correlation, that their correlation is very high. So then this also suggests that if the accident vehicle is itself is VMAP NL vehicle, so it has VP, then we only need to collect its direct VP, because they highly likely share the same view. Okay, so there are more details and other element in this in our paper. For example, anonymous rewording and video privacy and analysis and prototype implementation. And you can find this detail in the paper. And this is my last slide. So in this work, we introduced new application which has unique challenges and location privacy, location authentication, anonymous rewarding, video privacy at the same time. And we propose BMAP. This is a comprehensive solution package for this problem. And our key insight is to use a line of sight property of DSRC to link between videos, and they share the same site, and also inter-vehicle communication to create a path confusion so that we can protect against location tracking. So this is the end of my presentation, and thanks for listening. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Sukhbak. Questions? I'll ask one. Okay. How does all this change in a world of self-driving cars?
That's a very good question. Actually, a self-driving car must have camera sensors. So self-driving car really drive the dash cam the market. So I know that in US dash cam is not adopted very well, right? So self-driving car must have a camera, so we can deploy this VMAP with self-driving cars. So.
Another question?
Yeah. Greg Hill from Stanford University. I was wondering, if you are driving and there's nobody nearby, how do you maintain like anonymity?
Actually, that's a good question. So our anonymity comes from the neighbor's vehicle, actually. So if in that case the location tracking is possible, but our scenario is like urban the road case, so we think that's a really rare case. But that's a good point, because in the early deployment stage, there might be a small number of vehicles. So you're right. So that's some part we need to think about. But that's current limitation, right? Yeah.
with the rideshare vehicles, you know, Uber, Lyft, are the privacy considerations different than for private cars?
I think so. So actually, I don't know where to classify them, but there are clearly two the classes. One is the authority, like police car, and the other is the normal users. And Uber car or taxi drivers are somewhere in the middle. So I'm not really sure at this point whether to put them, but yeah. It depends on their trust.
Uber in the middle between police and private customers.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the audience? Okay, so let's thank the speaker again.
Yeah, thank you.